day four. Today you're picking out the features of the pieces that you've made by adding a black wash. So you need to get all the pieces together, and you do need your watercolours today. You need a bowl of water and sponge and a cloth for this time for keeping control of the water on your paintbrush. And I'd use the mat again so that you don't make a mess of the surface. So get everything together, then get your watercolours so that, you only need the black. So just wet the surface of the black and mush it around a little bit with the paintbrush, just so that it's the paint, you're getting enough paint off it basically. And take some of that paint and put it into the tin of the water, the lid of the watercolour tin, and add a bit of water to that and get yourself a little inky puddle to work with. Then moving on to three here, you need to then paint that black inky watercolour onto the surface of one of your test tiles, doesn't matter which, perhaps one that you're not that fond of because it's the first time you've used this method. And the aim of the test tiles is to just get control of the technique so that you're happy that you're able to do what you want to do once you move on to your robin and your blue tit. So paint it all over one of your test tiles, and then if you have a look at number four, it's saying you take the sponge, once your little test tile has been painted, take the sponge and wring it out a little bit so it's wet but not really dripping wet, and then use that sponge to wipe all the black off again, and you'll find that the black stays in the indentations but is wiped off the high points, so you get your black lines and a whiter, but it's still a bit grubby, but a whiter surface. Before you move on to doing your robin and your blue tit, just try that on a few different, on all your test tiles. Try, this is what number five says, try using a thicker paint, try using a thinner paint, so mixing more water in or having less water, and try when you're wiping back, try using more water and less water to experiment with how that works. Try wiping for longer to see if you can get more off. Just explore what happens until you feel like, yep, I know what I'm doing here, this is what works, I'm happy with that. Then you're ready to move on to six. And if six is just applying it to that technique to the robin and the blue tit and carefully wiping them back, you might find that there's some areas you can't get at so easily when you're wiping back. So you can use the paintbrush just to wipe over it. And if it's looking a bit soggy, use the sponge to soak up the wet. And at this stage, if you're a bit rough or if you haven't attached the beak and the feet and the tail very well, you might knock them off, which is a bit annoying, but this type of clay you can just scratch it and wet it and stick it back on again. So clean everything up before you do that, so that you don't knock them off again, because they'll be more delicate until they've dried. Once you're happy that you've enhanced all your lines and that you've finished, then I would wash and reshape your brush so it's ready for using tomorrow, and then leave everything overnight to dry somewhere nice and warm so you can work on it again tomorrow.